This is going to be a weird one, but you might get it. Why I'm singing it? Let's see.
Okay.
Willkommen.
Oh, I get it. I get
welcome.
It. I don't know the words.
Stranger.
I get it.
Glutlis, glucia, je suis enchanté. Happy to see you. Blah, 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 blah.
I get it. It's the Holocaust again. Hey, I get it.
Willkommen. You know, in cabaret, when it's a beautiful, queer, loving, yes, liberal bastion, and then they all go to the gas chamber at the end.
Yeah, I got it.
You know that whole musical?
I got it.
It's creeping into realism.
Yeah.
Certainly couldn't happen to us, right?
Yeah. And now Adam Lambert is in like an important thing. Now Adam Lambert's in something important.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They might be talented and good. I just remember them from American Idol and being like, this is bullshit. They are a good singer. I guess my beef with them is that they like went on tour with Queen.
Oh yeah.
And I was just like, you're not Freddie Mercury, and that's my own stuff.
When someone ever tries
hey,
to
that's
get
my own
close
stuff
to Freddie Mercury, I'm like, get the fuck
hey
out
guys,
of here.
Sorry, that's my stuff.
That's on
but
me.
I kinda think Freddie Mercury is a little special.
I hate it.
Do a hologram of the guy. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I hate
that also might have been Adam Levine. I don't know.
I hated the Freddie Mercury mocking but whatever biopic, because how dare you?
You
tiny weird looking
guy. I liked
it
in the way that I like that story.
Sure.
So I had like a nice time watching it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I liked it as a movie. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I was like, I'm glad that someone made a biopic. And you bet your fucking ass I want to say biopic.
Yeah.
A biopic about Freddie Mercury. That I like, you know?
I just don't think he pulled it off.
I also, one of my least favorite things is when like someone does something a little gay, like Benson Boone wears a fucking jumpsuit on stage, mm-hmm, and people are like, Freddie Mercury would love this.
Shut up, dog.
Because he did a backflip? That's nothing.
You wouldn't have touched him when he had AIDS in the 80s, and you know it,
that
and I know
sucks.
It.
That guy sucks. That Benson Boone guy who makes like, it's fucking, who makes Imagine Dragons music but dresses like Harry Styles on a budget, so everybody's like, he's a queer icon. Get out of my face.
This is a collage of
get out of my face.
Cultural thievery.
I can't do it anymore.
I have a good Freddie Mercury story.
You met him? You
met
know
Freddie.
Him personally?
Yeah, I know him personally. a friend of mine, her father was like a music scout and signed the Pixies. Very cool, very Slay. Mm-hmm. And he used to just go to, you know, huge shows at that time. And he was like, I saw Freddie Mercury one time and he was walking backstage and I just saw this guy's very short, but Freddie Mercury was huge.
Yes.
And he was like, he was a gigantic man. He had those like crazy teeth.
Yeah.
And he was like, he was like, I didn't know
he
who
was
he
so
was.
Hot.
He was so hot.
He was so hot.
But he
hot.
Was all like,
he was hot in the way that a horse is.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Every time I see that video, like videos of him at Live Aid, I'm like, I want to fuck that horse.
Oh, yeah. That is, yeah.
Don't fucking clip me saying I want to fuck that horse. I'm already a horse girl.
We already know. He was galloping around backstage with his big teeth out. And he was like, this guy was like scary.
Yeah.
But alluring.
Can you imagine how intimidated you would be to meet him?
I'd throw up.
I would throw up.
Yeah.
He's like, when people are like, if you could have dinner with anyone dead or alive, I can't pick him because I wouldn't have a good time.
Yeah.
I'd be so fucking freaked out. I'd be like, what's it like to be God?
Yeah.
What's it like to be so talented that people weren't homophobic when you were around?
And also like to put out music videos where you're like in drag and be like, I'm
and that's
straight.
Not to say that he didn't fucking suffer from homophobia, but you know what I mean? Like fucking regular, degular dudes who hated gay people were like, I love Queen.
Yes. That transcends. I had a hot take about Freddie Mercury versus Bowie, but we won't say it because Lizzie says I'm going to look like an idiot.
Your hot take was, I didn't say you were going to look like an idiot, but your hot take was that David Bowie sucks because he's not Freddie Mercury. And my point was, nobody is.
David Bowie's mid and everyone just
David
uses
Bowie's not
David
mid.
David Bowie's mid.
David Bowie is not mid.
Let's
not being
dance.
Freddie Mercury doesn't make somebody
who
mid.
Who cares? He's a cultural icon. He's a queer icon. His music is poo and boring and fucking yuppies use it as a personality trait.
Now that I'll get behind.
Yes.
But that's true of every fucking cool queer person that became mainstream popular.
For sure. I just don't. David Bowie's music to me is just like, who's the... The Smiths, where I'm like, do you
That's crazy.
Do you like it or do you want to be different?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Shut up.
No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
The only Bowie songs I like.
The album he made about dying while he was dying, bitch.
Did Bowie make a
Yes, Black Star.
Name one song. Listen to it. Name one song.
I just named an album.
Yeah, but what's your favorite song?
Off of that album? I don't know. I don't know the names of songs.
No one. Yes, I'm sure some. I know people. I know how insane I seem right now, but I'm walking a line where I'm like, musically, it's not that interesting.
I don't think that's true.
I there's a lot.
Also, like, that's like, and I'm one of these people.
Yeah.
But that's like when people say that about the Beatles, and it's like, yeah, but nobody had done that
sure.
yet.
Sure. That I will. But my two favorite Bowie songs. Under Pressure, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
And
God, the exit verse of Under Pressure being so gut-wrenchingly sad out of nowhere.
Under Pressure is one of those songs that I didn't understand what it meant until life was bad and adult.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, everything's crumbling and all our friends are trying to hold each other together. Fuck!
Yeah.
So Under Pressure. And also I'm Afraid of Americans, which is with Nine Inch Nails. So... Huh?
I don't know.
As a fashion queen, as a gender bender, undeniably iconic, incredible iconoclast, not denying that.
I don't know. I remember listening to Space Oddity right after Bowie died and weeping and being like, this is art.
Yeah, and I haven't given it a full
Which is corny to
shake.
Do.
Yeah, I guess.
But I think I'm right.
Music that has no clear bite to it irritates me, and I think that's kind of why these like ethereal whatever the fucks kind of get under my skin.
Yeah, I think that's why I do like it, because I listen to almost no music that doesn't have like teeth.
Yeah,
all of, and you know the kind of music I listen to.
Yeah,
I mean, I just showed you a song that is like
fuck me, you, I'm a it's bitch, like fuck you.
It's like me and my boyfriend's love song, and it's like
yeah.
Like everything I listen to is like fucking and like so like that I'm like ooh, cheekbones.
Ooh, I love cheekbones.
There's music with teeth and there's music with cheekbones.
Yep, correct.
And David Bowie's doing cheekbone music.
I mean, I like Freddie Mercury for cheekbone music.
But Freddie Mercury, I would argue, has teeth.
Interesting.
You know what I mean? That shit bangs.
But I also like Enya. That's cheekbones.
That's cheekbones.
Maybe it's not cheekbones enough for me.
Dido?
Oh.
Remember Dido?
White flag.
There will be no white flag upon my door.
And then it was Eminem, so it was like also hard.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm working class and she's a nurse and has a bad life. Oh, and I hit her every once in a while, but
yeah. Shout out to Eminem for making "I Hit Women" music for forever.
Yeah, seriously. Him and Rihanna, fucking talking about
Kim. The song Kim.
Yeah, ooh, that song used to scare me.
That song is scary. It's That's so a crazy scary. Thing to do.
Yeah, and men were like, "God, I love Eminem." You know who loved Eminem? My dead father.
Yeah, well,
put that in your pipe and smoke
what
it.
What fucking white guy doesn't love Eminem? Every white guy loves being like, he's our guy.
He's our main guy.
He's a lyrical genius.
He's so angry.
He's so mad.
He's so mad, and he's trapped in a box of his own masculinity.
Whatever.
Mom spaghetti. Big announcement, folks. Big announcement. Lizzie's growing up.
I'm becoming a grown up. I'm moving in with my boyfriend.
Wow.
We went to Din Tai Fung and decided to move in together.
So how did it go down? You guys have been talking about it for a while. It's been on the table.
We kind of like haven't been. We knew we were going to at some point.
Yeah.
And then my lease was ending and I was going to renew it. And I was having some issues with my apartment. And I just decided that I didn't want to renew my lease. And then I was like, it's so like goofy to find another apartment
for
a year.
To be like, until we can take time to not move in together.
And so that I can spend half my time at his apartment.
Yeah, you're there all the time.
It's like crazy. So I was like, what if we moved in together? And we were like, well, we have a few months. We'll talk about it. Anyway, it turns out I read my lease wrong.
Shout out to your mom who checked your lease for you.
Quirky girl read her lease wrong.
Yep.
And it doesn't end in May. It ends in March.
Yeah.
And we're it is right now February.
You're under the gun,
so,
bitch.
Is your toe touching me?
Maybe.
I don't like it.
I'm flirting with you under
like
the table.
I don't like it.
Little known
me.
Fact, I touched Lizzie's feet under the table.
It never happened before. My feet are so far underneath me right now because of that one interaction.
Our feet just sit on top of each other.
Our toes are like this.
The guest has no idea.
Under the table, we're clasping toes
hard. Kegels with our feet. All right, so it's been in discussion, and now you're under the
gun. It's been
gun.
In discussion so we decided that a week ago to move in together in May.
Cool.
I found out yesterday that I have to find a place by March
Classic
1st.
Liz.
And so I looked at a place today. It didn't pass the smell test, but yeah. I'm sending emails. I got every fucking realtor in New York on the phone. I'm going, buy, sell.
Lizzie's sitting there like an 80s businessman.
Literally.
With just like...
I have like a headset on.
Yeah, you have 20 different phones with like the buttons.
I'm like, exposed brick. What is this, 2013?
Yeah.
Next!
I'm the secretary. I'm like, Lizzie, you have Corcoran on line one. Yeah. You're like, tell Jesse that send me the fucking garbage last time to come to me when you have something good.
Oh, you think because it's a duplex, I'm immediately going to fall in love?
Yeah.
And I am.
You are going to fall in love.
And I am.
Oh, it's funny. You called me. I'm such a dumb bitch. You called me and I'm like, I'm at the spa. I have to talk quietly in the fucking locker room. But you were like, I'm pulling an Andrea Allen. The end of last year, famously, I torpedoed Ford in my life.
Yeah.
Got fake tits, got married, moved into a new place, got a cat within like six months.
Yeah.
Listen, pull the Band-Aid off.
And listen, that's also moving. Moving is pulling a Lizzie Cassidy.
Yeah, truly. Yeah.
There's nothing Lizzie Cassidy loves to do more than move into a new apartment.
And hates to do.
And be like, this is going to fix everything.
Yeah.
Lizzie Cassidy loves to go, the problem in my life is my apartment. What if I put everything I own in a box?
Yep.
And move to a different part of Brooklyn?
Definitely.
And that's, but the speed of the decision making
was
an Andrea Allen, for sure.
I also feel like you, and we talked about this off air, like, this is how relationships move forward.
Yeah.
There's always this idea of like, you have to date for 2 years and then you move in together. And then like, you guys talk about your boundaries and
right.
It's a fucking warp speed.
Well, my theory on this is what I did and what you did, like that's how relationships move forward when you actually like and love each other.
Yeah.
Like we don't have to like negotiate our terms for living with each other. It just makes sense because we love each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's just like, oh yeah, that's what we'll do.
I mean, that's kind of how I asked Dan to marry, famously, unfortunately cringe, asked Dan to marry me. We were just like having coffee.
Unfortunately, the most cringe way to be a feminist.
I know. But it was also a businesswoman decision.
Yes, yeah. I mean the classic version
on the girl,
hey, and I've said this on the podcast before and I'll say it again.
Ugh.
There's nothing feminist about getting on your knees and begging a man to love you forever.
Oh.
I get that it's a role reversal, but you overcorrected.
Dude, you screwed the pooch. You're in the park wearing like,
oh
wearing
my God.
Like Dickies and
you're in the
jeans.
Park wearing a white floral dress.
Oh
my good God. Stand up.
Dude, and also, you know, when that picture is shared a million times, it's just bitches being like humiliating.
Yeah.
But we were just like having coffee and I was like, I think I actually do want to get married. And he was like, cool. And I'm like, October? And he's like, great.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. I mean, like, because we're talking about this, Eli and I had a conversation where he was like, when do you want me to propose to you?
Perfect.
Because I'm also like a control freak in a way.
Oh.
And so like everything... You know, like I have a real problem where he'll try to like plan something romantic for like my birthday,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be like, "But did you make a reservation at this place? Because I'll be kind of disappointed if you didn't." And he's like, yeah, "You got to let me do it."
God, I just
you got to let me do it without you asking, so that I did it without you asking. But I can't let go of the control. You know.
So sorry to interrupt, but my mind was just like, "Oh, you and Dan are like kind of the same person in a lot of ways." Fuck. Control freak who's like mean to people I don't like.
Yeah.
And so I get to like sit there and watch from behind and has to have things a certain way.
So like obviously proposing to someone is like the big one that the boy has to plan.
Sure.
It's like the thing that's romantic about it in a classic heterosexual relationship where the guy sucks and the girl is cool, which is the classic model.
Mm-hmm.
The reason it's romantic is because the man has never planned anything before.
Right.
You know, my relationship isn't like that.
Yeah.
But it is like classically, and I want that. I want it to be like a little bit of a surprise and like whatever. I want him to do something nice.
At a restaurant would be.
It's a little public, a restaurant.
Okay, interesting.
I don't know what I want. I actually have no idea what I want, which helps with the control thing.
Yeah.
But I do know.
What if it sucks?
When I want it. And also, you bet your ass he knows exactly what ring I want. And if it's not that ring, I am going to have a little bit of a moment where I need to compose myself. My whole Instagram For You page is pictures of that ring.
What's the cut again?
It's an emerald cut.
Ooh.
And listen, I'm going to get a fake diamond. Don't fucking come for my neck.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the fakest diamond you can get. I hope it's $15,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
I don't care about that. I just got an email from another apartment. I'll show. If I open my Instagram, it'll come up. Yeah. I guarantee it. So sometimes it comes up in, like, a photo that's a... Look at my fucking Instagram Explore pages, all people getting engaged. Every time it comes up, sometimes it's, like, a bunch of rings,
yeah,
you know? And I'll show it to Eli, and I'll go, which one is it? And he's like, it's that one.
God, he is so...
You've shown it to me a million times. It's that one. I know what one it is.
A man who listens who's
so I'm like a
woman, you know, inside.
So I'm like a total freak in that way. So he was like, when do you want me... But I'm saying this is like... This is how you talk to each other when you're actually in love. He was like, when do you want me to propose to you? And I was like, when I'm 30.
Yeah.
30 and he was like, great.
30 is a great age.
This is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
beautiful.
Don't show the
camera, it's mine.
All right. No one copy Lizzie.
Guys, be cool. Don't get engaged before me. Take my ring and then send me a photo of it on Instagram. I'll come to your house with a gun.
It's like Sex in the City when that bitch takes Charlotte's baby.
Shayla. My Shayla.
Ugh. So all right. So you were like, guess what? Moving in is warp speed now. Are you in or are you out, babe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm in.
What if he said he was out?
I was scared.
Oh, I'd be so scared.
I was scared. Well, I called him while he was at work so that he couldn't, like, think. He, like, didn't have time to think.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have time to think.
Yeah.
I found out my lease was ending. I don't have time to think.
Yeah.
So I called him while he was at work, and I was like, pretend you're taking a shit.
Yeah.
And I made him go in the bathroom.
Gorgeous.
And call me. And I was like, my lease ends in 2 weeks. Are you in or are you out? And he was like, yeah, fine. Okay.
You also, like, basically have a long-distance relationship now because he lives so far away from you.
Right.
You essentially live together by proxy of you just, like, having to carry a suitcase up there and live there for
a
few days.
Yes. Whenever we spend time together, we spend a week together, and then we just, like, switch locations. So
what are your... Let's lay out
your
fears.
I'm a little scared.
What
I'm actually not scared at all, but Andrea's getting a phone call.
Sorry.
It's the police.
Yeah. trying to stop this.
It's ICE. Yeah. She's getting deported.
Don't.
For being Canadian. No. You're right.
Yeah. Woo!
I'm not nervous, genuinely. Like, I'm like, we're great at cohabitating. We literally don't fight. Mm-hmm. We got in, like, a fight the other day because we both wanted to go to different parties. Mm. And the whole time we were like, I was getting frustrated. And he was like, do you want to punch me in the hand as hard as you can? Like, we're not fighting. That's not fighting. You know what I mean? That's like, people playing around.
Do you want to punch me in the hand as hard as you can?
That's nice.
He's like training a puppy.
I know.
You're like a puppy that he needs to like put
in a crate.
I know.
And I'm housebroken now.
Yeah.
I made a stir fry last night.
I saw. Wow. This dog is growing up.
Yeah. So this doggy's getting a forever home.
Yeah. Exciting. You're going to feel very secure. I'm excited for this feeling for you.
The thing that the fear is since we made the decision to move in together, once a day for 2 seconds, my brain goes, what if you're wrong about everything?
Of course.
And that's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this like sinking sensation of fear.
Yeah.
And then it goes away because I'm not wrong about everything. He's great. I love him so much. Blah, blah, blah.
Wah, wah, wah.
But like,
I love you.
Obviously, the idea of like us breaking up and him moving out of our apartment and then I have to live inside my failed relationship is horrible.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. And I have to like call my mom and be like, I need you to give me money to break my lease because I can't live in the haunted memory of my dreams.
And I can't like bring in roommates.
That's bad.
Dude, I mean, imagine I'm divorced with that gigantic cat alone.
Yeah.
It's just me and the cat sitting there. I'm drunk. You come over. I'm just drunk.
You're divorced with a huge pussy and a cat.
I'm like, he like every other man, he is a fucking liar. God, I don't want to be that woman.
So that's the fear.
Yeah, of course.
But
That's every straight woman's fear. But I was talking to him last night.
I told him that was the fear. And I was like, if you love me, you'll have enough respect for me to pretend you still like me until the lease ends.
Yes. And what'd he say?
He was like, yeah, of course.
Yeah. Good guy alert.
I mean, it's easy to say that now, obviously.
Sure.
But I was like, I'd rather you lie to me for 3 months and pretend that we're still in love than make me have to like live inside
do paperwork.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was Dan, even though he's a mean bitch sometimes, he's also very sensitive about what other people think about him, which is a prison that he lives in. And he'll often ask if I'm mad at him. Just because like my face changes a little bit or something.
I do that too.
Yeah, I know. Well, kick
did
dogs.
You marry me?
Yeah.
Did you marry me because you couldn't?
Yeah, sure. God. No, this whole time I've been in love with you.
That would be,
be so crazy.
Oh, the views on that episode from the comedy community alone.
So I've been meaning to tell you this for
and
10 years.
And me having
years.
To be like, no.
You being like, that's so nice. We would not be friends. That would be it.
That'd have to be it.
Yeah, of course it would be. If you did the same thing, it'd be it.
Yeah, of course. It'd be insane.
You'd be the craziest person I've ever met in my life. But he thinks I'm
unless
mad.
We both felt it.
Whoa. Then the toes touch.
And then the toes touch.
No, but
and then we kiss on the pod in a way that people are like, this actually isn't hot.
Yeah, they're like, ugh. Why are these Muppets making out? Look at these threes combining as a six or whatever number we get assigned every week. But he's worried that I'm mad at him all the time and I like have to I can't be fucked up looking at home or like I have to be like I'm all fucked up right now.
Yeah.
But
you have to release a press statement.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Yes. So there's like little things that when you live with someone, you have to release the press statement.
Yeah.
If he doesn't like when things, this is another thing that you have to do. If you don't like their things, which I'm not saying that you know, but sometimes boys.
Listen, we're girls, they're boys.
Sometimes boys
have things girls don't like.
Yeah. Sometimes they're gross. Sometimes
boys have a PlayStation.
Yeah. Or keep this fucking computer boxes.
Now the PlayStation I don't love aesthetically, but I do love when a boy has an enrichment activity.
Yes.
So keep the PlayStation.
Keep the PlayStation.
I need to watch Sex and the City alone.
Just hide it behind the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have to like slowly.
But you know what boys love doing?
What?
Hiding wires. They love going, look, you can't even see the wires.
Cord man.
They love that.
Dude.
They love that.
The amount I know about cord management now that I've been married to a 45-year-old dad.
I got wires everywhere.
Yeah.
I go, look at my wires.
Oh, my God.
Look at them. I plugged it in. I just plugged it into the closest outlet. Oh, I don't even care. I step over it.
I hate that.
I step over it. It's not even touching the ground.
We're never going to work.
It's not even touching the ground. I step over it. I don't care.
Oh, my God. You fucking like limbo under it. Like,
yeah, I'll unplug a lamp with my ankle.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
We'll never live together. We'll never live together. This isn't going to work, babe. But yeah, there's quirks that you'll meet and then you'll come to a middle ground.
But I think we've been spending so much time together just like in a bedroom. I think we've already got those pretty ironed out.
Yeah.
My thing that sucks about me is I love to make a little pile of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I love to have a little pile of my things that's unorganized, but it makes sense in my brain.
Yeah.
And it's in the middle of the room.
Hate this.
And it stays there for a few days.
Hate it.
And I love that. And he hates it.
Yeah.
But he likes organizing stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, if I can organize the pile and you don't feel like that's passive aggressive,
yes,
I'll just do the pile. And I love that because I don't want to deal with the pile.
This is a neat person's plight. You have to be like, I can't be a bitch.
Yeah.
About wiping up.
But also
under
the messy person's plight is this is not a moral failing.
Yes.
I just am this way.
Yeah.
And I have to step my pussy up to fucking live with you.
Yeah.
So the least you could do is be nice about it.
Uh-huh.
You know what
uh-huh.
I mean?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I mean, it's like the sleep thing, too. Like,
yeah.
For a long time, I could sense a little judginess coming.
Yes.
With the noon thing.
Yeah. The sleeping till noon is the noon thing.
And I had to be like, you can't make me feel like I'm a loser failure. And I know that you have a normal job and I'm a rich girl who goes to get matcha at 2 p.m.
Yeah.
it is what it is.
It's what it is.
I'm free spirited and you like that.
Yeah. And you do, I'm quirky.
You do the same thing if you're
I'm
in my
quirky,
position,
I sleep
bitch.
Till noon, okay?
Yeah, yeah, you want to go get a cappuccino get over at 6 p.m.? You're going to get my money anyways.
I'm
going
to get a cappuccino at 6 p.m. with my gay lover that I'm my gay my gay girlfriend Lizzie that I'm secretly in love with.
Oh, also I'm gay.
I'm gonna get sushi at midnight with my wife.
Yeah,
and leave me alone. But yeah, it's good. I'm glad we're moving in together. It's a big step.
It does feel like we were talking about this, like especially with the turmoil of the past. When yeah. when you're like moving into real grown up stuff, you're like, this feels fake.
Yeah, well, I've never done this before.
Yeah. Yes.
Have I asked for it before? Yeah.
Right.
And I've never gotten it. And that is the part that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never done it. By the way, therapist signed off on it.
Very nice.
Love that. Love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I've never done it before, and it does feel it feels like playing house a little bit.
Totally.
But it is.
And then one day you're like, oh shit, this is me.
Yeah.
This is actually me.
Yeah.
This isn't like a girl in her mom's shoes and her mom's right. big heels.
I was on the phone with you and I was talking about how Eli, my boyfriend, and I are going to Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, we have to get an apartment before we go to Berlin. Mm-hmm. And then I said that out loud and I was like, who's that girl?
Uh-huh.
I mean, 4 years ago, I had my face in a toilet at a comedy club puking and hoping no one would notice so I could keep drinking.
Yes.
And now I'm like, I have to move before I go to Berlin?
And like having to write a letter to your ex-boyfriend
right.
to get closure because right. he was an asshole to you.
Right.
Ladies, therapy.
Yeah.
Or ladies and gaydies, anyone.
Everybody.
You can make it not shitty.
Yes.
If you try.
It's okay. You're yeah. going to be okay.
Yeah, I know.
You can army crawl out from under this.
Yeah.
And be all right and move in with your nice boyfriend in a nice place.
I didn't, like, we have a friend who got scaled.
Yeah.
Sometimes when ladies
sometimes you get scaled.
Reach a certain age specifically too, and they don't have like a stable. Their life is not maybe where they thought,
right.
or they're worried about the fact that they
or
don't.
Maybe they're comparing their life to other women from their hometown
yes,
or whatever.
Yes. When you live an artiste lifestyle, I think there comes a moment when you go, oh, did I make a mistake?
Yeah.
And I'm at this age, I don't have the stability that I wanted.
Totally.
So you find a boring guy with a good job.
Yeah.
And you go.
And hey.
Yeah, hey.
And hey.
Hey.
Hey. And that's okay.
It is okay. But I interacted with this person and their boring boyfriend.
I know.
And I was like, he's also mean.
He's also mean.
Twist.
And that's the thing. That's the rub.
Oh my God.
You can put all your eggs in the boring guy basket if yeah. you must, but he has to be nice to you. And I'd like to bring this. I think we've said this before too,
mm-hmm.
but as one of your girlies,
yeah.
this is bad for the brand.
Yes.
This looks bad for the team.
He has to come to all the parties now.
This looks bad for the team because it looks like I'm not talking to you honestly.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yes.
And I did before you guys got engaged. Oh. I told you the truth and you didn't listen.
My God.
It's bad for the team.
Oh, you're wearing an olive green sweater.
I mean.
And being like, and also the boring guy is secretly resentful and that's why he's mean.
Right.
And that is a type of abusiveness that I can't. If you're like crazy and fun and have like a snake's blood around your neck.
Right.
And I know you're fucking my friend in a way that she's like seeing God every time she comes. Get hit
whatever.
A little bit. That's fine.
Yeah.
Short term, that's fine.
Short term, let that guy yell at you for no reason.
But the boring guy's just slowly sucking the life out of you.
I hate that.
Ugh. I'll give you health insurance, babe.
Well, my therapist taught me about this. It's the rock star relationship.
Okay.
Did I tell you about this?
No.
So for people like us,
mm-hmm.
people who are maybe a little bit free-spirited-y, maybe a little bit have the disease where we want to be famous.
Sure. Yeah.
Or like, but he said it. My
must
therapist
have
said
attention
it,
to fill the hole
yes.
of zero self-esteem.
This applies to everyone who is extroverted.
Mm.
When, you know, you have a lot of friends, you have your own social life, and that's very important to you. And you also have, like, a big ambition, and you're competitive.
Yeah.
And you're like, competitive, ambitious, your career is very important to you. But it really applies to people who have headshots.
Yeah.
Okay? You need to be in what my therapist calls the rock star relationship.
Uh-huh.
One person is a rock and one person is a star.
Oh, yeah.
You can't both be rocks and you can't both be stars.
Oh, I'm in the rock star relationship. Right. For sure.
I'm a star.
Yeah. Oh, say that again for the internet. So fucking loser.
So I need a rock, you know?
We're two stars, though. Are we going to implode?
Right.
Yeah.
But we're not in love.
Yeah.
Again, well. I keep reminding you, we aren't in love. So, and when he told me that, I thought that that was insulting to my boyfriend.
No.
But it's not, because he's not, he doesn't have the disease I have.
No, they're like.
He gets self-esteem from being stable, from being steady.
Yes.
From being able to like hold me down when I'm freaking out that everybody in New York got a Netflix audition except me.
Sure, you know? Totally.
That, and whatever about that. But, and more on that off mic.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
of course.
That is. Well, where he thrives.
This is what this
I don't thrive in that. I'm not maternal. I'm not good at taking care of someone else. I'm not good at being like, and I can turn it on. I can do it. I can do it for you because I love you.
Yeah.
But my thing is not that. My thing is being outside.
Yeah.
Being at a party and being like, I know how to talk to the people here. And being like, I'm competitive and ambitious. And I love that about myself. And I can do those things well. That's where my self-esteem comes from.
Yeah.
So we need each other. Because now, like, I get to make his life cooler
exciting.
And more exciting.
Yeah, for sure.
And he gets to make my life more stable, and that doesn't mean more boring.
No, yes.
But when you pick the boring guy...
You think you're getting the rock.
You think you're getting the rock.
But you're getting the worm.
But you're getting the worm, dude. Right. And the worm's going to eat the star.
Dude,
is that anything?
It is. The worm's going to comp is going to eat the star's shit.
Yes.
Until it's so mad that it starts to swallow him whole.
Right.
All right, so we've talked about the worm a lot on the podcast, which is the covert narcissist who manipulates through...
By the way, my therapist the other day called my ex-boyfriend the one you're thinking of a covert narcissist.
Oh, yeah, 100% was.
Didn't realize. Thought he was sad. Didn't realize.
You just figured that out?
I know, right?
Dude, covert narcissist, as someone who was raised by a classically trained narcissist who was like rich, cool, charismatic, evil.
An acoustic narcissist?
Yeah, exactly. The Beatles of narcissists.
Yeah.
The pathetic narcissist is one that I can't, the minute I see
him. Oh, my life is so hard.
You should comfort me constantly and minimize
yourself.
Your
success is so hard for me to deal with.
Yes. And so there's a clip. I'm sorry to quote Rick and Morty, but.
And we do want to publicly apologize for that.
Okay. But this clip is the most succinct description of the covert narcissist that I've ever.
Yeah, I love this clip.
Seen in my, heard in my life. Okay. So. For context, Jerry, the ultimate covert narcissist, pathetic boy, is being eaten by a worm, symbolism, and trying to get Rick to save him. And Rick, if you don't know Rick and Morty, congratulations.
Yeah. God bless you. Sorry you've never had a bad boyfriend.
Right, 100%. But
Rick, also, it's a good show. It's a really well-written show, and all of our friends who write for it are really talented people.
Yes, and the first season, incredible. And say you're a stoner, it's kind of the best thing that's ever going to happen to you.
Rick and Morty is a great show. Putting a random episode of Rick and Morty on in front of a girl to show her you're smart is a bad move.
Yes.
These things can both be true.
Unless that girl is newly sober and in love with you, then she'll watch anything.
But start from the beginning of a season is what I'm saying. Don't put on the most complicated Citadel-ass episode and I don't know who anybody is yet.
Who put the Citadel on?
Some fucking guy with long fingernails. He tried to finger me with long fingernails.
So this clip.
And then I saw him at a coffee shop and he like didn't recognize me. And I was like, it's been a month. You recognize me.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
anyway,
I've had that happen to me on the train.
Now I don't remember his name.
Oops. Myrtle Wyckoff. Never met her. Mm. Okay. So this is Rick telling Jerry he's a fucking loser. Also, Jerry is married to Rick's daughter.
Beth.
You self-righteous piece of shit. You took my family.
This is when they lash out.
Your family? Who do you think had more taken from them when you shot 20 cc's of liquid dream killer into my daughter? She was Rick's daughter, Jerry. She had options.
Oof.
That all ended because she felt sorry for you. You act like prey, but you're a predator. You use pity to lure in your victims. It's how you survive.
This is my song.
I survive because I know everything. That snake survives because children wander off, and you survive because people think, oh, this poor piece of shit. He never gets a break. I can't stand the deafening silent wails of his wilting soul. I guess I'll hire him or marry him.
I think that's it.
Dude,
you wouldn't let me.
Rick ate with that.
Oh,
Rick
bitch.
Ate with that.
You act like you're prey, but you're a predator.
Love that.
When that came on,
now
I
you're singing my song.
Just
I know you were mouthing along to it while I was playing.
You know, I'm gonna just gonna do a fucking TikTok video where I just mouth that over and over.
But
again.
that is the problem with these guys who pretend to be rocks but are worms.
Yes,
women, and I'm generalizing, and I'm want to do that, and you guys will let me. Mm-hmm. Women are so nice.
Yep.
Women are so nice. And so they are going to do this thing where they feel fucking bad for you.
Yep.
And then they'll stay with you because they feel fucking bad for you. And, oh, he just hasn't gotten his shot yet.
Yeah, yes.
He just doesn't have his shit together yet. He's just being mean to me right now. Mm-hmm. Enough.
Yeah.
Enough of that.
And when the worm...
As someone who's right now poking her head out on the other side of having an actual good boyfriend, break up with him!
Well, that's the thing. You see your friend getting the life sucked out of them by a worm, and you're like, look at me! My boyfriend brings me cookies!
I know, but the problem is...
This could be you!
The problem is they're never alone inside your relationship, and you're never alone inside theirs. Yeah. So every single person... in a bad relationship thinks every relationship is like that. I am so guilty of this.
Yeah.
Every person in a bad relationship thinks that everyone fights like that.
Yeah.
They think that, like, this is normal and it's okay. And some of you listening are telling yourselves that I'm not talking about you.
We're talking about you. Hey, babe.
Okay?
We're talking about
babe,
you.
Babe, hey, you. You're driving to work right now? I'm talking about you.
Yep.
And we're so nice that we'll give them chance after chance after chance. And that's what Rick is talking about.
Yeah.
She felt fucking bad for you.
So she had a baby? Having a baby, a loser's baby?
Letting a loser baby trap you is crazy. I mean, if fucking Roe v. Wade goes away, if abortion goes away, I guess you're baby trapped by a loser. But
yeah. I mean,
if Roe v. Wade goes away, please, please, please don't let losers come inside you. I'm begging you. As a girl who's...
Hey. The amount of loser cum we fucking dived in front
as
of.
As a girl whose DNA is 50% loser now.
I know, dude.
Please, I'm begging you to fucking put a rubber on.
Dude, you know how apparently the human skin or like your DNA.
Every seven years. And boy, does that keep me going.
Dude, we've been shedding slowly.
That like philosophy thing of like, is it the ship of Theseus?
Yes.
Is it the same ship? Am I the same woman? No, I'm
God,
not.
God,
it's not the same ship because I'm not the same woman.
Yes.
And if you don't know what I'm talking about right now, read one book.
God, come on. Yeah.
There's required reading now for this podcast.
Yes. This is a smart episode where we talk about
Rick
loser
and Morty.
Rick and Morty. I'm making my husband get a vasectomy, by the way.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Cut your balls off.
My boyfriend doesn't love the idea.
Yeah, well, none of them do, but sorry.
But it's just because, you know, it's scary.
It is scary.
And I get that.
You know what else
is scary,
you know
but I have an IUD and that was scary too.
You know what else is scary?
Having a baby with me?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry. No on that.
Having a baby with me?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Not you know great. What I was thinking about? This is embarrassing. Mm. You know those men, those stories of men who like get jealous of the baby?
Yes.
Because like the baby,
I didn't know
the baby is getting all the attention
recently.
From the woman.
Yes.
I think I would do that.
You'd be jealous of the
baby. I think I'd be jealous of the baby.
That's the most embarrassing thing you've admitted on this podcast.
I know, but at least I didn't have to have a baby to find out.
Yeah.
And I might get to a point in my life where I don't have that anymore.
Well, also
but
the baby's
right
gonna,
now
the baby's gonna come out of your body.
Yeah.
So I think that will mitigate your endless need for attention.
No, but what you're not understanding is I'm the baby.
That's what I'm saying.
In my relationship, I'm the baby.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want the baby around. The baby is taking all the being the baby out of the room.
Are you
going
to drown the baby?
I'm going to drown
the baby.
The baby is doing all the being the baby.
Yeah.
Sometimes I want to be the baby.
Sometimes.
And you only get 6 weeks. If you have the best boyfriend in the world, you get 6 weeks of being like, I can't write. I can't stand up.
Yeah.
I'm still the baby.
Yeah.
But eventually you have to be the mommy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the mommy. I want to be the baby. I think I'd be jealous of the baby. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. More people should talk about this.
Yeah, I didn't know about the husband being jealous of the baby thing until like a year ago because my husband told me that he might be jealous of the baby. And I'm like, wow. Oh, my God. My husband is jealous of the baby. God, you're my husband.
Oh, my God. Fuck. I'm your husband. And I'm jealous of the baby.
Oh, my God. The cards are falling as
I think even if we got a dog, there'd be a couple times where I'd be like, you're talking to that thing a lot. I have to go to bed alone because the dog needs to be walked. I thought I was the baby.
Oh, black hole.
Yeah.
And love it, though.
Endless void that needs to be filled.
Yeah, sure. And that's beautiful.
But, you know.
Know thyself.
Yeah.
Should we
wait? Speaking of, yeah, we can take a break. I have a thing that's related, though.
All right, let's take a quick break, season. We'll be right back.
Okay, so speaking of marrying a man who hates you.
We're back.
And that's and that's what y'all are doing.
So many people are doing that.
And we got to stop. We got to put a stop to it. But speaking of marrying a man who hates you, there's this couple that has a podcast. And they're like on TikTok and shit. Ew. And their names are Matt and Abby.
A couple
and
like
they're
two
like,
women?
I, no.
Like two women wearing goofy outfits?
Nope, not like that. Uh-huh. And they're like, I don't really know what their deal is because I'm not a fan. Mm. And I'm not even like a hater fan. I get the vibe that they're doing like vaguely trad wife stuff. Okay. They have a bunch of kids.
Okay.
And they're doing a podcast about how that's hard.
Sure.
But he keeps shooting cum in her.
Okay, great.
You know that thing?
Yes.
Where they're like famous for talking about how hard it is to have kids. And then they're like, Abby's pregnant again. And it's a miracle.
Yeah.
So like that's kind of their deal, I think.
Hate that.
And Matt recently posted this video.
This is super embarrassing, but I've been sleeping in our walk-in closet for the past month now. This is our guest bedroom mattress that I dragged all the way from our guest bedroom
into here.
And my wife's not a huge fan of this arrangement, obviously. I don't know a spouse that would be stoked. This decision that I made was something I had to do just to prioritize my mental health because I was not okay. I was really struggling. I was feeling awful, and that's why I'm here. Secrets out. This is super embarrassing.
Okay. Before I say what I want to say,
yeah,
you have a bunch of kids, and your husband is sleeping on a mattress in the walk-in closet. That's fucking crazy.
Crisis.
He hates you.
You're in a
get
crisis.
Divorced.
Yeah.
The second thing I'm going to say is, denial is a river in Egypt.
Your husband is gay.
He literally would rather sleep in the closet than with you. Dog.
Also, like
his brain is like creating symbolism.
Yeah.
Because the gay guy inside him
wants
is screaming
to
get out
so badly. And also, he's like, if I have more kids with this woman, I won't be gay. What if I make another straight baby?
Right. Yeah. Also, to him being like, I had to prioritize my mental health. That's so what we're talking about, where these worms learn therapy speak.
Yes.
When you have a bunch, when you have whatever they have, let's say when you have four kids under five. You don't get to prioritize your mental health for a few years. You have children that need to be taken care of.
And those kids are going to see that and go,
Daddy's sleeping in the closet.
Oh my God.
Also, they have a guest bedroom and he had to drag the mattress into the closet to like be even more alone.
Also,
it's like freaking me out.
Yeah. The shooting of this video being so professional and him being so like coiffed. I'm like, there's like different angles of him lying on the bed. I'm like, that's incredibly gay.
That's the thing. If you're so depressed that you have to sleep in the closet.
Yes.
Why do you look like that?
Why do you look so perfect?
Why is this shot in, I don't know, camera terms.
4K.
4K?
Yes.
I was like 401K?
4Gay.
More like 4Gay. You're a gay guy. Get out of the closet.
Yes.
I mean, it's crazy. This poor woman.
And her friends are seeing that on the internet.
Oh my God. They have this clip that went viral like 2 years ago of them admitting to each other when they first met they both didn't find the other attractive.
Oh my God.
What are we doing?
Dude, I've done this.
What in the comp het I need to have kids bullshit are we doing? And they think they're like more in love for that.
I actually was thinking about this weirdly on the way here today because you know when you're scared so you date a guy that you think will never leave you because he's like less attractive or some thing where it's like safety. Yeah. And then your sick little brain tricks you into believing that you're like in love with him.
Yeah. And then he breaks up with you.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
And he didn't brush his
teeth. That's a canon event.
And he didn't.
But that's a tough one.
Yes. And he didn't brush his teeth and you tried to move past that.
Oh, you didn't think I didn't brush his teeth.
Oh, yeah. Bunk bed. Slept
that's
in a bunk
a big one for the mouth hygiene is really big for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And that is this. She's like, I thought he was gross, but within me a new love grew.
Yes.
No love grew.
No love grew. You both got scared and now he's in the closet. I mean, what are we doing?
Don't be scared.
What are we doing? How is getting divorced worse than that? Like, how is getting divorced, like, for your brand worse than your husband going on the internet?
Yes.
And saying he's...
With a full beat.
He's got that...
And multiple
with a full
camera
beat,
angles.
and saying he's in the fucking closet. It's like, it's my nightmare. If you asked me what the worst case scenario of Eli and I moving in together, I'd say him dragging a mattress into the closet. Yeah. And we don't even have kids.
And becoming a YouTuber.
Oh my God.
To subtly send out signals to other gay men. Imagine your husband
taking a podcast microphone into a closet that he sleeps in.
No, I kill him.
I would kill him.
I kill him. I kill my kids.
I'd kill him and then I'd kill myself.
Yeah.
I would murder, suicide the whole family. Yeah. I can't. Start over.
You drown him in a lake.
You start over the next life.
You go for this summer. We're going to Shuswap Lake. And then you'd hold him down with a rock. I will say this in the one, not even defense. This man is a hot garbage, but I don't sleep in the same bed as my husband. Different. We snuggle in there. I'll come in there every once in a while, but it's because I have vicious insomnia.
And I know couples who do this.
Yeah.
I know a couple where he needs blackout mask, earplugs, white noise, all the fix-ins, and she needs the TV on.
Yeah.
Separate beds.
Yeah.
Love that. Love that for you. But he said in this video, my wife isn't happy about this.
What?
And that's the difference.
Also, like,
you're not sleeping in the same bed as your husband because that makes both of you happy. That makes both of you sleep better.
Yeah.
That's like, that's better for your relationship. He did this on his own.
I know. Sometimes I also think you're advertising your terrible life on the internet.
Yeah.
In your 20s is fine.
Yeah.
You know,
unless you're us.
Sure.
And then it's cool all the time.
It's good. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're the exception to the rule. But like as a normal person, that's fine. Being like, I'm so confused.
Yeah.
I don't really know. Like everything's like crazy right now. When you're like
Brat Summer.
Right, exactly. This guy's doing
being like Brat Summer, my boyfriend's
gay
cheating on
Brat
me.
Summer with your six kids watching and just
it's
developing
over.
Terrible attachment styles. This is horrible.
It's over.
If my brother did this, I would fly back to Canada.
If a man that I knew was doing this, I would be like, we have to have a meeting.
Sure.
Like everyone who knows this guy has to have a meeting and we have to figure something out. This is like not okay.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Deal breakers. Let's do worst case scenario.
Great. Love it. Hit me.
With the move in. I'm asking you, with the move in, what are deal breakers?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. Like what would make me.
What would be a fucking problem?
Well, I'm trying to not say the obvious. Like if he punched me.
Sure. I'll tell you, me. Control over stuff.
But
control over stuff on his end was something I didn't anticipate as much. Like reorganizing stuff and it being like a problem.
Sure.
So like I had to adjust to that and be like, no matter how much you want to move the Tupperware.
Yeah, see, I like that.
Yeah.
I like feeling like someone else organized my stuff. It makes me feel taken care of. I think the big thing for me, because I'm a sober person, I would not be able to live with someone who was drinking very regularly.
Yeah, for sure.
If for some reason, and he wouldn't, but if for some reason my boyfriend started getting drunk every night, that would be a huge problem
for
me.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if it was a little bit and he wasn't being mean.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
That's like, I just don't like it, and it's not good for me as a sober person, and that would be probably my...
Yeah.
That's, like, the one thing I can think of that's not, like, bad.
Yeah.
That is like, a me thing.
Sober people do have this... People don't think about this, but sober people do have this booze in my home thing.
You have to have, like, a little negotiation if you're dating someone who's not sober.
Yes.
Where you have to have, like, hard boundaries about alcohol. And my boyfriend and I do, and he respects them. So I don't think this will be a problem. But when I first got sober, I started dating sober people just kind of naturally. Like, people who drink don't really want to date sober people because they're afraid you'll see the problem.
The Dan early on was like, I don't know if I can date a sober person.
Eli never really had that. I think... He just has like a relationship with alcohol where that didn't really matter to him. The only thing ever was on our first date, we went out to eat and the restaurant was like fast and he wanted to keep hanging out. And I watched him panic because he didn't want to ask me to go to a bar.
Yeah.
That's the only time it's ever really been a thing.
Yeah.
But I had to have a conversation with him where I said, like, if we're alone together, I don't want you to drink at all.
Yeah.
That's just for me.
Yeah.
It's not going to make me want to drink.
Yeah.
It's not going to make me think that you're like a different guy than the guy you said you are. It literally just is not as fun for me.
Yeah.
I don't like feeling like you're talking to me You're saying things to me because you're drunk, and I'm saying the same things back to you because I feel them.
Yeah.
That scares me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff I don't like. And also, if you're going to black out, I don't want to see it.
Yes.
And, like, that's kind of a thing that's happened in our relationship where I was like, hey, if you're going to go, and he doesn't black out, but, like, if you're going to go really tie one on with your friends, I'm not going to come over.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be a part of that. And so we've talked about, because we're moving in together, if that happens, and literally the compromise is he'll sleep on the couch.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I don't want it. I don't like it.
Early on, Dan will tie one on in a real way once a month or so.
Yeah.
Depending. And because all of his friends are bar people.
Yeah. It's whatever.
Fine.
It's fine.
It doesn't bother me. But early on, he tied one on and we were like early in a relationship. This was, oh my God, I like forgot how tough this was. Okay. Imagine this. Okay. You're with your new boyfriend. You're at his friend's cool, beautiful apartment in Windsor Terrace. It's a holiday.
Yeah.
So it's weird if you leave.
Yeah.
Okay. He gets a phone call. It's on his Apple Watch, so I can see the name. And it's like Veronica or some whore name.
It's a whore name.
It's a whore name. Sorry. Sorry, Ronnie.
Sorry, Ronnie. But you know you chose to go by Ronnie for a reason.
Yes. Veronica is a whore with long red nails who's fucked the...
Hey, I usually have long red nails.
Right. I'd hate to have you call him my boyfriend.
Hey, thanks.
And he because I'm in love with you. And it was just like... And then I saw him like quickly deny the call. And I was like, that's worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, what was that? And he goes, I don't know. And I was
I don't know.
It's a saved...
Like a kid who peed their pants?
Yes.
I don't know.
It's a saved contact in your phone.
Yeah.
It's not spam likely. It's that whore Veronica who used to suck you off.
Right.
And so then I went into these people's beautiful bathroom and like quietly sobbed.
Yeah.
And then came out like, hey.
Yeah.
Does anybody want me to grab a drink while I'm inside?
Yeah.
And then he got really drunk. And I was like just sitting there being like, well, whores are calling you and you're really drunk. And I'm in front of all these like cool adult people. And then after we left, I was just like, imagine you were me imagine you were me. Imagine you're with people you don't know. I just got a phone call of a dude's name that you very obviously know. And I'm hammered and you're sober.
Right.
Sound fun?
Well, that's the thing about like this situation, if you don't add alcohol to it, can be very quickly resolved.
Yes.
Then he has the ability to think clearly and be like, I'm not in contact with her. I don't know why she called.
And that's exactly what
that
was. It
is someone I used to date.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if that made you uncomfortable, but I don't know why she's calling.
Yes.
But when you add alcohol to that situation,
brutal.
Nobody knows how to, and now you're having a heightened emotional experience because you don't know how he's going to react to you saying something because he's drunk. And
yes.
Like, alcohol just makes everything fucking worse, dude.
Yes.
And so that's why I have to have clear boundaries about it. Because my boyfriend and I have such a healthy, great relationship, I'm like, that's the only time I could see it not being that way.
And I
don't want to experience that version of it.
In my own home. Yeah.
I don't want to do that. Did you know this? This has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but this is a little tidbit that I learned the other day about how fucked up alcohol is.
Mm.
If you're, not even if you're a depressed person, if you're anyone, the day after you binge drink, the day after you drink too much alcohol, you're 7 times more likely to commit suicide.
Wow.
So, like, if you're a person who's not likely to commit suicide, that's 7 times 0. I get that.
Yeah.
But if you're a person who's 10% likely to commit suicide, 70 is crazy.
Yeah. What do you think my crazy wrist slitting with champagne
Same.
Bottles
And I remember feeling, the only times in my life I've ever felt suicidal is when I was in active alcoholism.
Yeah.
That's the only time I've ever even contemplated suicide because I am a person who has dealt with mental illness, but I'm not wired that way.
Yeah.
But alcohol made me wired that way.
God.
And if you mix alcohol and cocaine, the next morning you're 17 times more likely to kill yourself.
Or get your nipple pierced.
And it's one or the other.
Yes.
One of those things is going to happen.
And I straddle that line every single day of my active addiction.
Yeah.
Nipple pierced suicide.
And I guess
suicide.
The way that this relates to it is because I'm a sober person, I have to know these things.
Yeah.
I have to know the secret about alcohol, which is that it's poison.
I know.
And you don't have to know that because it's never ruined your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to know that because you have a healthy, I don't think there's any such thing as a healthy relationship with
Me
alcohol,
neither.
But I think you can be close.
Yeah.
And I think my boyfriend has as close to a healthy relationship with alcohol as a person can have.
Yeah.
I know the secret.
Yeah.
I know that alcohol is poison. I know that it makes people different. Even if you're the best person in the world,
yeah,
it makes you different. And it makes you different the next day, and it makes you different the day after that. And then maybe you're back to normal once it's fully out of your system. But I have to know that.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, I can't help knowing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you gotta help me. You gotta be like, my boyfriend does this thing that I love where he acts like he's not hungover.
Yeah.
You gotta do that.
Yes.
You gotta go to brunch the next day, even though you don't fucking want to, because I know the secret.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know. And like, Dan, throughout our relationship, has been like, I never want to put you in that position again. And
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, so if I want to leave, you have to not be weird about it. I've decided there's
yes.
nothing left here for me. I'm not the bummer sober person. You don't need to feel sorry for me. I want to go. You get to stay. Everything's
yes.
fine.
We had that same conversation
yes.
because I was like, in a normal social setting, if I, for whatever reason, am having a bad time, let's say everyone else is hammered and you're, and my boyfriend isn't,
mm-hmm.
in that situation, he can look at me for 1 second and know that I want to leave, and
yeah.
he will do that.
Yeah.
If he's hammered, he loses that ability.
Yes.
So you have to let me leave.
Yes. And not be
you
like,
have to let
oh,
me be like,
did I do something?
No.
No.
You have to let me be like, everyone's hammered and I'm having a bad time. I have to go.
Yeah.
And also, me having a bad time is not good for this vibe.
Right.
Let me go.
No, no one wants to be the annoying sober person.
No.
And no one wants to be around the annoying sober
right.
person. I'm going to be get more. I'm going to lash out. I'm going to start being mean.
Yeah. Or like everybody's thinking something else is going on because I can't fix my face.
Yeah.
And I have a little sourpuss on.
I love
it's just 2 a.m. and you guys are drunk. It's nothing. But I am being sourpuss a little bit.
It's fun. It's fun to get a little sourpuss.
It's fun to get a little sourpuss. It's also fun to get on your little I'm sober high horse every now and then.
We love it.
Oh, me, the person who knows everything about alcohol.
Oh.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited for you. I think it's going to be great.
Me too. I think it's going to be great. Yeah. I like genuinely am not worried about it.
Yeah. And nor was I. The only thing I was worried about when I moved in was like, that worst fear of catastrophizing
yes.
thing.
And that's
very normal for...
And you should be, by the way. You should be afraid of losing the person you love.
Right.
Imagine how crazy it would be if I was like, I don't know, if he left, it'd be okay. What?
I'd be like, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
What meds did you get on recently that this disconnect is happening?
I like to, as a bit, tell him if he broke up with me, I'd kill myself. Because I know how manipulative and horrible that is because it's happened to me.
Hey, Eli, reach out.
It's one of the only bits he won't let me do.
No. Threatening, being the worm and threatening your own death.
I think it's funny.
It is funny.
I think it's funny.
That's
but
funny,
then he does huh? it back to me and I go, that's not funny.
Uh-huh.
That's abuse when you do that.
Girls can be abusive as a tree.
As a tree.
As a tree.
Emotionally.
Yes, it's fine.
Yeah.
Or tap him in the balls.
Flick him a little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
For feminism.
Let me be a little mean.
Love it. All right. We've reached the end of the hour.
We
baby.
Did it.
We did it, folks. Wish Lizzie luck on her newest.
Hey, break up with your boyfriend who hates you.
Yeah, please break up with your boyfriend.
If
who
your
hates
boyfriend
you.
Hates you, break up with him.
And you know he does.
If you're sending screenshots of your text messages to your friends, being like, what does this mean? Does he hate me?
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
He hates you.
Yes. And is potentially gay.
And he might be gay.
Yeah.
And you gotta fucking let him be gay, dude.
Let a gay man who hates you be a gay
Stop
man.
Stop clipping his gay little wings. Let him fly.
Let him fly.
You know?
I love it. Where can they find you, follow you? Lizard?
Follow me on Instagram at Lizzie Cassidy. Listen to my other podcast, Close Calls, and come to my show every Wednesday at The Gutter at 9. That's
Andrea
it, right?
Comedy 69 on all platforms. YouTube channel, Respectfully Podcast. We see the comments. We love you. Good night.
If by any chance you're in Berlin or Vienna, I'll be there in March doing shows. Hit me up. Honestly, I'm so sure there's only one of you. Just DM me.
Yeah.
I'll give you the dates.
Hey, willkommen, bienvenue, welcome.
Bye.
To cabaret, oh cabaret.